Thank the Lord this morning again that we can trust in the Lord. I'm very thankful for His faithfulness to us. Good to have everyone back to service. And I know the summer times are kind of an upheaval in our service schedule, a lot of going and coming. I want to welcome each one here this morning. I will preface the message with this, and I don't want anybody to get up and walk out on me when I first get started. But read about a minister that told his congregation, you know, you get criticism, pastors get criticism, and not everybody likes the messages, and people think you step on their toes or preaching at them. But the goal and purpose of a minister is to preach what God gives. And so this particular pastor, he would just let everybody know in advance. He said, now folks, next Sunday, this is what I'm preaching on. So if you don't want to come, don't come. If you're going to be offended, just be forewarned. The message that the Lord put on my heart, and I say the Lord, I told the young people in there this morning, I said, I am not interested in sermons. I'm interested in messages. In other words, it's not about just getting something together to fill time, but my purpose and goal is every time that I get it behind the pulpit is, Lord, I want the message that you want to give to your people. And I've been in the paper that I was writing this week, I was exhorting and saying the other ministers, don't worry about people getting offended. Other preachers might not like it. The people might not like what you say, but preach what the Lord gives to you. And that is my desire and my purpose. I want to speak about habits this morning, and this message is to me as much as to anybody else. So I don't want you to feel like your toes are being stepped on, but I would this morning that in the Lord that we could, as we examine our lives, that we could be challenged and encouraged, because I'm preaching to myself more than anybody else. Understand? A habit is something that is reoccurrent. It is a reoccurrent, often unconscious pattern of behavior that is acquired through frequent repetition. An addictive practice is a habit. You say, oh, have you kicked the habit? In other words, something that you are addicted to. It is also a habit as an automatic response to a specific situation. It can also be an established disposition of mind. You can have a habit of looking at situations a certain way. Now, the reason I gave the preface is, do we have habits this morning? We do, don't we? We all do. We all have good habits, and we all have some what we might call bad habits. Now, habits are something that are often easier to pick up than they are to get rid of. It's something that many times becomes acquired, and then it just becomes automatic. We don't even think of it. How many of us think, literally stop and think, okay, I need to look both ways before I cross the street? We teach our little children that, and we do that every time. If I see Vanessa cross the road, I say, wait, Vanessa, come back. Look, both directions. You know, look, because I want that to become a habit to where she doesn't even think about it. I just wanted to know, when you cross the street, you look both ways. You know, that's an acquired habit. So there are other things that we may have acquired habits that really aren't real beneficial for us in our lives. And I would that we examine our habits. I had a bad habit, and this is confession. I had a bad habit for many years of biting my fingernails. And like I said, please don't walk away offended, okay? Because I'm going to touch on some things today. And I don't want you to be offended, but Lord, help me, and that's my prayer. But I had a bad habit of biting my nails, and it's really a dirty habit. It just really is. Putting your fingers in your mouth, it's dirty. But I'll tell you, I did it when I was older, too. And it was hard. I would know I don't want to do that, but unconsciously, I would find myself biting my nails. And I have a solution, though, if anybody has that problem. I've got an answer for you. Go to Africa with me. It broke the habit. I'm not putting my fingers in my mouth. And it stuck. And so the point was, it was something that had been developed through the years, and it took kind of a shock factor. It took something that, you know, the consequences of that behavior are worse than that. Oh, I can't do that. So, we all have habits. So, what habits do you have? And I don't want you to publicize. But what are your habits this morning? Now, there are some things that the Lord Jesus came to transform our lives. There are people that have sinful habits, and Jesus came to give a divine deliverance and do a divine work in our life to enable us to break those sinful habits. And these are not, there are some habits that take place, it's a process of time. But there are sinful behaviors, and I thank God for it, and it's the glory of the gospel message, is that there is a power that can enable you to instantly stop the sin business. Over in Romans, in the 12th chapter, in the 2nd verse, the Scripture says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. You know, that's what habit, that's what breaks habits, is a transformation of the mind. And Jesus came to transform our minds, that our lives would prove what is good and holy and acceptable to God. The word transform, that word in the Greek, implies a radical, thorough, universal change. You know, that's what the Lord came to do. A radical change. It was more than just trying to say, I'm going to try to stop eating so much, or I'm going to try to stop biting my nails, or maybe I've just gotten a little bit rude with people, and I'm going to try to stop doing that. But there is a work that Jesus does in our lives that enables us to quit the habit of sin. There's a mindset of sin. There are spirits out in the world. And Jesus came to transform our mind to break those habits and that power. Scripture says, and that ought to be our purpose this morning, that our purpose in everything we do, that our lives and our habits, understand, that our habits would be acceptable to God. Are my habits acceptable? Do you think someone that's rude all the time, do you think that's acceptable to God? You know, people can get so used to being rude they don't even think about it. Is that acceptable to God? No, it's not, because all of us are called to be lights of the world. If I get in a habit of just saying, well, it doesn't matter how I look. Now see, this sword cuts both ways, saints. The Scripture teaches us to be a clean, godly, modest, decent people, which means we don't want to go to any extreme. If I am fanatic about my dress, and every hair has to be just so, and everything just has to be just measuring to what the world thinks, I'm going to have problems with God. But there are other people that have the opposite habit. It doesn't matter how I look, and they look grungy. And they don't look appropriate. And you go out and say, you're the light to the world. You're not being a very good light, because people look and you haven't taken a bath for a long time and you don't keep yourself and you're going to testify about the Lord. I don't want that. Do you see how habits then make a difference? So yeah, habits of cleanliness. Habits of keeping our appearance looking, keeping kept and put together. Amen? Let's read. Colossians chapter 3. In the 8th verse. But now ye also put off all these anger. Now he's talking about some of those sinful habits. He said anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication. Lie not one to another, seeing you put off the old man and his deeds. In other words, your habits have changed. Your lifestyle has changed. The Lord's come in. And he said, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. This is what the power of God came to do, folks. He came to transform and break the pattern and the habits of sin. And folks, we cannot do that in our own strength. And so that's why Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do what? All things through who? Through Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. I can't do this in myself. But folks, people that are bound by the habits of sin, don't be discouraged when you pray for them. Know that when they open up their hearts to God, God is in a transforming business and can break those habits of sin. Filthy communication. There are people that have a spirit of lying. It's a habit. You could ask them, how's the weather out there? And they'd say, well, it's raining, and there's no need to even lie. But they have such a habit of lying, they tell lies when they don't even have to. We never have to, but you know what I'm saying. But they have a spirit of lying. That becomes a habit because they've lied so much. There is an adulterous spirit. Jesus talked about he said someone that looks on a woman and lusts after her in his heart hath committed sin already. It's not talking about temptation there, folks. It's not talking about the enemy bringing a thought. It's talking about being drawn away of lust. I would if I could. Understand, there's a difference. It's something that there's an adulterous spirit that people's perspectives on life is they're always looking in a fleshly sense. You know, people can get a habit of that, and Jesus came to transform the mind, that the mind could be pure. There's still thoughts, there's still temptations, but there is power in victory that lust is not going to be let go, but there's a power to bring our minds and every thought into captivity in obedience to the Lord. God is a habit breaker. Many times people say, well, that's just the way I am. Folks, Jesus came to change me. That's why He came, and that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. He came to work in my life. There are habits of talking. Are there not people that have habits of talking? I find it very interesting. I had to smile. There was a pastor and a Sunday school teacher, and I think I know who affected who, but do you realize that you hear people that minister together for a while or teach and preach for a while, and pretty soon they almost start to sound like the other person? You know, I mean, in the way their mannerisms even sometimes. Do you know there's a reason why husbands and wives start to look like each other after a while? You young people, just be aware of that. Who you marry, you might start looking like them because you start acting like them. That's the reason, is because your thought processes, the way that, in yes, I know very different, but yet at the same time, your mannerisms, you get used to seeing something and you start mimicking or mirroring that behavior. That's a habit. It's not always by choice, but it's just the facts of life. So we are affected by the people that we're around. So then when we begin to examine habits, and I say, you children and young people, be careful about who you choose to stay around. You stay around someone that has a filthy mouth, I'll tell you what, you're going to find yourself being tempted, and if you're not careful, something's going to slip out of your mouth. When you hit your finger with a hammer, something's going to come out of your mouth, and you're going to be shocked at what comes out. And you think, I never talk like that. How did it happen? It's who you've been hanging around. You've been hearing this, and we are affected. You know, the Lord wants us to be a positive influence on each other as the children of God. And it's one of the reasons why it is not wise to separate ourselves from fellowship with God's people. Because we need that godly influence. We can say, I can make it on my own, I'm still saved. Maybe so. But there is an influence, a positive influence that comes by sacrificing to be in services faithfully and consistently. There is a habit that comes from that that begins to shape and form who we are as children of God. Habits of the way we talk, habits of behavior, I mentioned habits of perspective. God wants all of those things to be holy. He wants them to be pure. So it takes carefulness. And we need to re-examine our habits, because again, habits, a lot of times, we don't think about them, right? So if I can just, by the help of the Spirit of God this morning, just stir up our minds. What are our habits? And if you really want to know, ask the people you live with. What are my habits? You might not want to hear all your habits, but do you recognize that if you get in a habit of not making your bed, you get out of bed and you don't make your bed, you do that a few days in a row, guess what? On the seventh day, it doesn't look quite so bad to just get out of bed and you don't even think about it and you don't make it. Is that not a habit? But do you realize that the other side of that can become just as much a habit? When you get out of bed, you turn around and pull those sheets up and pull that blanket up and it looks good the rest of the day. And it didn't take very long. It's a habit. If you're used to coming in, brethren, used to come in from work and dropping your socks in the middle of the floor, you have a habit and someone has to pick it up. And I hope no one here does that. But again, sometimes we find ourselves, and it's not a criticism, sometimes we find ourselves starting to do things that's like, wait a minute, who's going to pick up after me? I need to have a better habit then. I need to turn some things around and have my mind transformed that my wife doesn't have to always be going behind me, picking up after me, see? I need to change some habits then, if that's where I'm at. I may not hear a lot of amens in this message, but that's all right. I didn't expect it. There are habits that we can have, and I'm just getting started, folks. There are perspectives that we can have. Now, when we do something long enough, I said it becomes an unconscious behavior. Habits of talking. The scripture in Colossians 4, verse 6 says, let your speech be always with what? With grace. Seasoned with salt. And that you may know how to answer every man. And I know that's speaking about the knowledge of the word and knowing how to respond to people. But I believe it does not do an injustice to the scripture. Because there's a lot of other scriptures that bear it out. That the words of our mouth are to be pure. The words of our mouth are to be uplifting. And as the Lord began to speak to me and talk to me, I thought, you know, the word choices that we use, the words that we use has an impact on people. Folks, when you ring a bell, you can't unring the bell. And there are people that develop hurtful habits. And then they say, well, that's just who I am. You just need to recognize that's how I am. I'm sorry. The Lord wants to change who we are. If we recognize that our words are just repetitiously hurtful to people, then I have to start to recognize it's not just all of them. Lord, let me begin to examine my habits and how I talk. And if there are things and word choices, and please understand, there is someone I've done it before too. Words that are not bad, they're not curse words. Don't misunderstand me. Okay? They're not curse words. They're not bad words. But an expression that you can start to use, and I'll just give you an example, and if you use it, I'm not saying it's wrong, but just pray for me. All I say what the Lord wants. Goodness. You know, you drop some, oh goodness. Nothing's wrong. Yes, good. God is good. Things are good. But do you realize that, and I was caught one time listening to someone else, and I thought, you know what, that almost is their holy curse word. Do you know what I'm saying? It wasn't a bad word, but it was almost their good word for expressing their frustration or something that someone of the world might use some less than honorable words. And I thought, well, Lord, is that, as a child of God then, is there a place that maybe I could be more careful with this expression? And so I'm not here to put a list of words, thou shalt not and thou shalt. But I want to just remind us, be careful about the words we speak. Be careful about the expressions that we use. And maybe the Lord would like to fine-tune some of those habits that we have developed through the years. There are behaviors that I mentioned can be rude. Rude behaviors, people that are just abrasive and abrupt. You know, there are differences in culture. You go to other countries and you will find, you'll begin to understand people that you know in the U.S. is like, oh, that's their heritage. That's where they come from. You meet their parents and grandparents, like, oh, I know where you got that. In other words, you came by it honestly. Your parents are just as rude as you are. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I'm saying that lightly. But I mean, the point is that we can develop habits and patterns that we grew up hearing certain things. And people just not being very considerate of people's feelings. That's called selfishness, saints. That's called selfishness. So if my parents were that way, and my grandparents were that way, then I've got a challenge. But there's a God that will enable me through His strength to say, Lord, would You help me? It's not an issue of sin. Understand. But it's an issue that in my life, it's a habit that the Lord wants to begin to work on me. And as I'm cognizant of how my words affect other people, then I can start saying, Lord, help me. Help me to be more careful how I come across or how I communicate or what I say. Amen? And I'm still just getting started. 1 Thessalonians. The Lord brought this scripture to me, and for one scripture in this little passage, and I turned and read the scripture after the Lord brought it to my mind, and And I was amazed. I was amazed. So I would like to read it to you. In considering habits, let's turn again to 1 Thessalonians in the 5th chapter. And we'll begin our reading with the 16th verse. Rejoice evermore. Habits. Do you think rejoicing is a habit? You know, Brother Tony mentioned Wednesday night a testimony about the perspective, either being half empty or half full. Do you know that really becomes a habit? Are we negative people? Do we just always tend to look at the negative of it? And you know, some people are just wired that way. But the Lord wants to do a little rewiring. You know, maybe there's always going to be that tendency, but if I'm aware of it, then I can say, Lord, help me. To slowly maybe, but Lord, I want to do better in that area of my life. Rejoicing is the same way. Folks, I believe the enemy has wanted to put a muffler on the rejoicing of the saints of God. And we say, well, we don't want to be like that, or well, that's emotional, or that. I'm sorry you call it what you want, but I know the Bible tells us to do it. So you can call it what you will. We're not talking about empty praise. We're talking about praise that comes from a holy heart. And if anybody has the right to give God praise, it ought to be God's people. But we have, and this is, these are not indictments, saints, but I will give us a warning. The saints of God have gotten in too much of a habit of keeping their mouth closed and not giving God praise. I tell you, it was a blessing. When I was in Holly Hill, it was so easy to preach. You know, the singing was with their heart. I would much rather be in singing like that than some other places I've been that they try to keep things just right. And I wanted to get up in prayer and run for my life. Because I want to be somewhere where the Spirit is. I want to be somewhere where people are free to rejoice and support the message. And it makes preaching a lot easier. And I say that when I'm talking about habits. Lord help us. If you're quiet, it's all right this morning. But understand that this is something that I believe the Lord wants us to begin to develop a habit of praise. And we say, well, our children, young people, when's the first time? You young people, don't answer me, but children, have you ever said praise the Lord in service? Now, I want to tell Sister Laverne Manuel. We're not going to get done this morning. Sister, imagine that. Sister Laverne Manuel in Louisiana said she was praising the Lord one day in service, and the devil came along and told her, he said, you're just doing that so people will, hear you, or just to be on show. So one day she was at home and no one was around, and she began praising the Lord, and the Lord spoke and said, see there, that was just the devil. I came in last night, I was out working in the study, came in, it was kind of late. No, actually I was in there, pretty soon I get a text from her name, she said, was that you? I was out in the backyard in the office and she was in the bedroom. Yes, she heard me. I was giving God some praise. I didn't know anybody would hear me. I didn't know the lady that lived next door or what. But the point is, the Lord wants us to give God praise. It's not just something we do when we come in service, but rejoice. And if we as adults will be more free to rejoice, we will pave the way for our children learning to do that. But if we're quiet and we never raise our hand, we rarely say amen, we rarely pray, we rarely testify, we rarely support the minister, what do we expect of our children? So Lord, help me then in my habits. A habit of rejoicing. Folks, that's a positive thing. Let's read on. Pray without what? Do you think prayer should be a habit? There are some habits we need to kick, but there are some other habits, Lord, help me to have a prayer that I would pray without ceasing, without giving up. You know, this is one of the things that so many people struggle with is their prayer life. And I know young people, you think that, well, maybe when I get older and get a job, then I can get this routine and it will be easier to find time to read and pray. I just want to dispel that. It won't get easier. I've had retired people, they're sitting at home knitting, and they're talking about having problems finding time to read and pray. I'm thinking, what? It's because it's a habit. It's not because time is really not the issue. The issue is it's something that the devil doesn't want us to do, and it's something we feel so pushed. And I know all of us, retired people, everybody, have a lot. There's just things to do. And so we have to form a good, positive habit of setting aside time to read and to pray. A habit of having family worship. It's not always convenient. It's not, but make it a habit. The family coming together and spending time reading Bible stories, talking about the issues of life and having prayer together. An important habit. It's a habit to live by, saints. Pray without ceasing. He said, in everything, give thanks. I want to say here before we go on, pray without ceasing and rejoicing. Do you know in our worship services, do you know there's a habit? I noticed, and I was kind of chuckling, someone had an appointment set, a get-together, and they said, okay, it's at 10:30, well, 10 minutes late. Because everybody knows we're always 10 minutes late. You know that's a bad habit. And I wonder if someone is repeatedly late all the time. Folks, I'm sorry, that does speak of something in our character. And it speaks of a habit that I've gotten into that's not real good. It's not a good habit. And I'm not preaching at anybody here, okay? I'm just bringing this point out. If I see that I'm always 10 minutes late, it's not because this happened or that happened, if it's all the time. You understand? Sometimes you're late, it happens. But when it's repeated all the time, it means I'm not setting aside amount of time. Same thing with procrastination. Always putting off the work. Always putting off till tomorrow. Folks, that's not a good habit. It's a good habit to say, you know what? When church doors are open, I'm going to be there 10 minutes early. Now, when we lived in Shawnee, if we got there 15 minutes early, we felt like we were late. Because the older saints came to do their visit beforehand. By the time amen was said, they were out to lunch. But do you realize it's all right for us to stay around and visit? But I've been places waiting outside for the church doors to open thinking, is anybody showing up? Is anybody going to be coming? And then you start your service and you've got just a handful. And by the time you think, well, no one's here, I guess. I don't know what's going on. You get up from prayer and all of a sudden everybody's there. So what happened? Bad habit. It's a habit. After you do it so many times, you just don't think about it anymore. It's no big deal. That's just the way it is. Folks, remember I said don't be offended. Just something to consider. Lord, are there areas in my life that I could do better? Modesty. You know, modesty can be a habit. Or immodesty can be a habit. You just do something so long you don't even think about it. I told the young people, again, I know I keep referring to that, but they're hearing it again. I told the young people about three or four weeks ago, I said, you know, especially to the girls, I said, it's a good thing. I said, even when you're married, or with your dad, you just sometimes get that reality check. You know, ask your husband, you know, what do you think about this before you buy it? What do you think about this? Because men see things differently than women do. They just do. God made, it was made that was designed that way. And sometimes there can be a little reality check that, you know what, that's not real modest. And maybe you're just sitting there thinking it looked pretty. So that kind of reality check is good. Girls with their dads and wives with their husbands and not make a problem out of it. But when you do something so long, we stop thinking about it. And that's just the way it is. And we stop realizing that this has an impact on other people around me. And I want to be a light to the world. I don't want my outward man to do damage to my testimony. Said, quench not the spirit. I think we'll close there. I guess maybe I should have known by now. I trust the Lord will bless us. We'll pick up, Lord willing. I know we were planning to have a biblical discussion this afternoon, but I guess we'll put that on hold. Continue this afternoon, Lord willing, with this. But the Lord wants to work in our lives. And we don't need to feel condemnation again, and we're not done with it. But there are things if we see that, you know what, I could do better on that. Then let's do better. I told the children last night, I said, you know, sometimes I walk in, and I haven't harped on this. I know some people are just like, they're just all the time harping about it. And I don't do it. I rarely say anything. But I started thinking about, we're talking about habits now. And I noticed that, you know, sometimes I walk in, nobody's in a room and the lights are on and it's all, and I thought, you know what, that's not a good habit. You know, when you walk, I'm not talking about the living room where there's a lot of in and out, but when you're not in your bedroom and you're going to go outside and play, turn your light off. You know, it's using electricity, it's costing, you know, I mean, energy if nothing else, it's you're out of your own pocket, plus with the resources and things that are being used, it's a good habit when you walk out of a room to turn a light off. Now, if y'all even say, well, Brother Michael taught us that we had to turn the light off. No, I'm just saying it's one of those habits. So I told the children, I said, you know what, I think we could do better with this. I said, so let's just all try to think about it a little bit more and turn the light off when we go out. And I said, if you forget, don't come and apologize to me. If you forget, just turn the light off. Just the next time, do better. Let's just try to remember. So I believe those are some of the things the Lord wants us to do. He came to break sinful habits. He came to give us power, but then there are other lifestyle habits that we just from time to time need to do some re-examination and say, Lord, are there some areas I could do better? So Lord, bless you all. And let's just, I know we all have enough on our own plates. We don't need to be looking at anybody else. So Lord, help us to be faithful. Amen.